welcome back, you degenerates, to Monster Mates.
Yes, welcome to the 14th episode of Season 3 of Monster Mates. Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 98.
I will pick a number. I choose number 79.
79 is going to be... Alp Girls.
Alp Girls?
Alp Girls. A-L-P.
Is that like Ice Girl? Like a...
Let's see.
Like in the Alps?
No. She is a demon type girl. Okay.
Oh, Trevor.
What?
Oh, this is your type, buddy.
Yeah,
buddy.
That's fair. All right, so before we get into it,
uh-huh.
What are we rating this?
I'll give it a 6.
A 6? Okay.
I'm just looking at the picture itself. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it like a 6. I don't know anything about it, but all I can say is it's cute.
Yeah, that's
cute.
Fair.
She's
that's
cute. Fair. Although, like, look, it has some, like, boyish features. Could also be like a tomboy.
I'm going to give this...
Or a tom girl.
I'll give this a 6. I'll give it a 6.
We both gave it 6.
Yeah, well, before we get into it, we'll give this a 6.
Because we're looking at it, we're feeling pretty positive about it, but we have no idea what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do you want to read it or shall I?
I will read it.
All right,
A peculiar kind of succubus, unlike any other kind of monster. They were originally incubi who suddenly transformed into monsters. Normally, a human man can never become a monster as of the present. There are no males among the monsters at all when it comes down to it. An incubus is just a human warped by demonic energy due to the existence of essence, which human men continually produce no matter how strong the demonic energy that's imbued in their body. Human men remain human. Let's see. Is this a monster guy or...
I don't know.
Yeah, it is a guy.
It is a guy. I called it. It's a tom girl.
All right.
Well, keep going.
All right. Alps are incubi that deep within their heart strongly desire to become a woman or be with a man and use the demonic energy taken in upon becoming an incubus, which is normally used to boost their essence generation facility, to instead destroy it. As a result, they're unable to produce essence and they lose all of their essence. Since they are left with only demonic energy stored in their body, they can change into a monster even after becoming Alps. Their heart and values, memory, and personality, everything other than their bodies, is still the same from when they were men. Their body has completely changed into that of a woman, yet they self-identify as men. They may not even be consciously aware of the desire to become a woman, which changed them into an Alp, or they may have been in denial with the truth hidden away deep within their heart. Thus, they are shocked by the radical physical change, and there's a huge gap between it and their male heart, which likely confuses them. Most of them would probably say having sex with a man like a monster is disgusting. Impossible, I hate this. However, once the monster's instinct begins to take root in their heart and body, they'll naturally be drawn to human men. The monster's instinct within them makes a rapid change becoming bigger. The feeling of dissatisfaction due to not having obtained any essence will become unbearable, and they'll begin to strongly desire a human man. Eventually, they'll surely end up losing to the monster's instinct. Once that happens, in a horribly confused state due to the gap between disgust and desire, they'll assault a man and have sex with him. When Alps first taste the pleasure that human women and monsters obtain, which is so intense that it's incomparable to what a man can experience, they may almost lose consciousness while shaking their hips without knowing what's going on. When the man's essence is released and they experience ecstasy, they become enthralled by their first taste of female pleasure and the taste of essence, which will be sweeter than anything they have ever eaten until then. They'll likely still be confused by the feeling in their own heart. The man before my eyes wants more. I want to have sex more. Then, when the heart of the man mixes with the pleasure of a monster inside their head, while spending days in want, they'll end up attacking and having sex with a man again. While repeating this, eventually they'll lose all resistance to having sex and making love with men, while still completely retaining their own self-awareness as a man, even though they used to say that they hated it so much. On the contrary, they'll come to seek sex on their own and enjoy the taste of pleasure and essence. They were friends with other men before becoming an Alp. Even after sex over and over and completely falling in love with their human male partner, normally, they'll still treat him as a male friend, no different from how it was back in the old days. and then they'll start to tempt and have sex with the man as if it were a matter of course. With the same feeling as inviting another male friend to hang out.
Hey, bro, it's just two bros hanging out, you know what I'm saying? You want to go hang out, bro?
Additionally, there are also alps that awaken to the joy of being a woman through this process. In that case, their body changes, rapidly growing voluptuous to invite men, and their heart changes to be that of a woman, resulting in an alp that's even more feminine than a real woman and even more lewd and lustful than a succubus. That was a lot.
Again, oh. That was a lot. Okay, so...
Even this, like, even more so as far as content-wise, that was a trip.
So, let me get this straight. So, this was, at one point...
This was a dude who became a girl.
Who wanted to be a girl. Yes. Maybe not even subconsciously knowing it.
Yep, and through demonic energy became a demon girl. Or a demonic girl.
But he still has the heart of a guy.
Yes.
And then his body basically goes, no, you're... you must fuck.
So yeah, you were kind of right on being a tomboy.
I was. I'm pretty proud of myself. I looked at it and was like, hold on.
Yes.
My tom girl senses are tingling.
I mean, as if the short hair wasn't a dead enough giveaway.
Listen, man.
Yeah.
You know me. I like short hair. Mm-hmm. I like short hair in girls. So like, I look at this and I go, I don't know why, but it just was like, wait a minute.
So obviously, let's see. I would say there's a bunch of good stuff in this, for sure. All right,
tell me, Trevor.
All right, so obviously, I'm mostly saying on the second to last paragraph.
Go on.
They'll still treat him as a male friend, no different from how it was back in the old days, and then they'll start to tempt and have sex with the man as if it were a matter of course.
Hey, bro, want to charge up our J.O. crystals? Hey, bro, come on. Gotta get that shit charged up using bro energy.
No, I'm just thinking of like a Tom girl, like, friends with benefits kind of thing. Like, they'll still hang out and like game with the homies, but they can also they'll also just want to bang you afterwards when everyone else is gone as well. Like, I don't know why that seems like a lot of fun. That seems like a very good situation to me.
So what is your opinion on tom girls?
I like them.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the long and short of it.
All right.
Yeah, I like them. What can I say?
All right.
Not too much to complain about.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, for me, it's always been like, I don't know why, in every, like, video game or story where I'm like, oh, that's my favorite character, mm-hmm. waifu. And then later, it turns out, I'm a dude, and I'm like, every time, I swear to God, I have no idea why, I'm just attracted to tom girls. And I'm just like, damn it!
Naoto, Casca,
Chihiro. It's a problem! It's a fucking problem!
Oh my goodness. I mean, Chihiro's a femboy, but...
Same thing.
No.
Okay, what's the difference then? I don't know. Incite me and our viewers.
All right, so... Femboys are on the complete opposite spectrum of a tomboy.
Well, yeah, tomboy is for, like, yeah. girls acting like
boyish girls, whereas...
Yeah, femboys and tom girls, what's the difference?
All right, so, femboys, by and large, not always, but in most cases, usually are very attracted to, like, pastel sort of palettes. They very much like trying to dress up and to be extremely, like, almost to the point of ooh-woo cutesy, but still nonetheless very, very cutesy and very... traditionally female.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Whereas, whereas tomboys.
Tom girls.
Well, yeah, sorry. Tom girls. Usually don't care about any sort of practical sense of beauty per se, or any sort of, standard, I guess would be the best way to phrase it.
Where it just kind of happens?
Yeah, it just kind of happens.
And it's like, you're hot. And he's like, hey, man, what's up?
Yes. So yeah.
Okay. So habitat unclear, disposition varied, but parentheses also lustful.
Yep.
Diamonds essence, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any trivia?
Alp is the only monster to originate from a living human male. While most alps are succubi, in some situation an incubus can become an alp version of some sort of monster. Source: Kenko Q&A tweet referring to alp. Slime carries in another to how a man can become the Lily Ron's partner, though it is not easy. It is unheard of for an Alp who has embraced her femininity to retain her boyish looks. Conversely, sometimes an Alp that has retained a male personality will still gain a voluptuous body. If a male has both the qualities to become an Alp and a desire to remain with monsters as a man, then the strongest desire will win out. Okay.
Okay.
Monsters generally will recognize ahead of time if a man has the quantity or qualities to become an Alp. Okay, so yeah.
So I have a legit question for you, and maybe some of our viewers are wondering this as well.
Yes.
Is it considered traditionally homosexual to have sex with someone who has the body of a girl now?
Uh-huh.
But was a guy and then transformed into like this.
Okay, so are you asking if having sex with a trans girl is gay or not?
No, this is like, I'm talking specifically this situation. Real life has nothing to do with this. All right,
so specifically in the situation of an Alp.
Yes, it is literally just to the specification of the Alp.
Okay.
Because we're not bringing real world.
Yeah, we're not gonna bring that. Okay. Because
I'm sure some of our viewers are like, "What? I'm not gay, but this is a female butt." You know what I mean?
$20 is $20.
$20 is $20.
So what was the original question? Sorry.
Is it gay to have sex with an Alp?
No. I'm gonna say no because they have the personality of what they were before they were transformed into a woman. But at the end of the day, it is a woman's body you are desiring and having sex with.
Yes.
The personality has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that was kind of my mentality as well. Mm-hmm. Is like, you've read those hentais where like the guy gets transformed into the girl.
Yes.
And they're like, no, I don't want this. Like this.
Yeah.
And then it's like. And then by the end of it, it's the same every single time, where there's like either, oh, I'm pregnant now, or, man, I can't live without dick. I shouldn't have said that when you were drinking.
Or in some situations, specifically, I forget the name of the hentai, but it was a situation of the guy becoming a girl and then
the famous one.
Yeah, the girl having sex with now her best friend, and then at the end of the episode transforms back into the guy, and they still bang even when they're both dudes. That one's really good. I forget the name of it, but it's a very, very good hentai.
It's like that Black Mirror episode, right?
Oh yes. Oh my goodness. Drives me up a wall.
Does it?
Yes.
Do you not like that episode?
No, I know I don't.
We joke about that episode all the time.
I know we joke about it, but I don't like the episode.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the episode.
You were like, oh, we have to show you.
Oh my goodness. Because of how wild it is.
It was a very wild episode.
Very much a disconnect from most Black Mirror episodes, which is primarily why I wasn't a huge fan of it. But that's a conversation for another time. Alright, so. The negatives of this, we kind of spoke on this already, but if you're not comfortable with the fact of this was originally a dude, but now has physically transformed into a girl, then I mean, that can put you, I mean, that'll obviously be a negative for you.
Yeah.
If that's just something that's stopping you from doing that.
Yeah. Or if you don't like tomboys, because this is a tomboy.
This is a strictly tomboy type.
This is tomboy central.
Yeah.
It literally is, yo, bro, what's up?
This
smacks your ass.
This is tomboy steakhouse. This is tomboy steakhouse right here.
How has that none of those been like a thing yet? Like goth IHOP?
Because corporations are cowards.
I'm just saying, it would make money.
Oh, yeah, it would, but corporations are cowards. Let's see.
All right, guys, we're going to start a Patreon, and the Patreon is literally solely to put money into which one first, Tomboy Steakhouse?
Yes.
You want Tomboy Steakhouse?
I think a lot more people would go to a Tomboy Steakhouse.
Than thick goth IHOP?
Yes, but barely.
Like the pancake house, that cake?
Because goth is also an aesthetic, but not too many people like the goth aesthetic.
That is fair. I'll give you that.
I think it's a lot more easy to get into tomboys than it is into goth girls. I will say that here and now.
Goth girls are a step above tomboys. Is that what you're saying?
In terms of difficulty to get into, yes. That is exactly what I'm...
We have a difficulty scale for this?
I guess, well, no. The world has a difficulty scale.
The world has a difficulty scale. You cannot get to this level. Oh,
goodness. All right. So one thing I also want to bring up real quick is that...
Yes.
Is that although it does say they eventually gain voluptuous bodies, if you're not into more petite girls, if you're a coward, then...
If you're a coward! We were just calling coward for people who like big girls. Now we're calling them cowards for small girls?
No. We were saying they were cowards for not liking the aesthetic.
Also, I was calling them cowards for tall girls.
Oh, I don't know, though.
Like if you're like, oh, I don't want to do a girl that's taller than me, you're a coward.
Well, yeah, tall girls. Yeah, that's, yeah. No, that's also cowardice. But...
But what were you saying?
No. If you can't get over a girl being petite because of things I'm not going to get into this episode...
Listen, man, like the flatter they are, the more sensitive they are.
And closer to the heart, man. That's a...
You're trying to kill them?
No! For laying your head on their chest and hearing their heartbeat. Wholesome romantic stuff, my man.
You can still hear their heartbeat with big titties.
Yeah, but you also just have the mouse just kind of like, just trying to flatten your head.
Listen, I am stuck in between those mountains.
Yes, I'm aware. Nonetheless, but yeah, if you can't get over a girl being petite, my mouth cannot keep up with my brain today.
No.
Because you either have brain rot or because it's just not your thing, then obviously that's going to be a negative for you.
Also, I like her outfit. It's super cute. Yeah, the male symbols and the female symbols all over.
Yep.
It's really good.
It's really good aesthetically.
It's really nice. And it is. She is pretty.
Yes. Having a stocking on one leg and having the other leg bare. At least for the official art we're looking at.
Yes, for the official art, it's very good.
Just to be clear. But yes.
We pulled up a real tomboy.
All right.
You'll never know.
No, boy. All right. I think we can give our final ratings.
All right. You first.
10.
What? You're dropping a 10?
This is going to be a 10 balls deep not pulling out award. That is what I am doing here. This is the second monster girl that this has been given.
Holy shit, do you remember the first?
Mantis girl.
Damn, you do remember.
Yes. 10 out of 10 balls deep not pulling out award.
I think I've only given 2 tens as well.
I think you have,
too. Do you remember what they are?
You didn't give one to the slime girl because you didn't want it to be an easy 10.
Yeah, it was too easy.
But I remember you did give 10s.
It was the snake girl.
And then the one in our last episode.
No, I didn't give her a 10.
Oh, yeah, you gave her a 9, but you still gave her the award, yeah.
I gave her an award for being badass, but a 10 was the shark girl.
Yes, that's right.
Shark mommy.
Yes, yes, yes.
God, I love that.
And what is your rating?
All right, for the Alp Tomboy... I think, as someone who loves tomboys,
mm-hmm.
and someone who is, every time in fiction, it's like, oh, that girl's cute, and it's a guy. God damn it. Like, Astolfo's got me.
Astolfo, Felix.
I don't know who Felix is.
ReZero.
Oh.
The cat boy.
I don't know what he looks like.
All right, never mind then.
I've never seen him.
All right, hold on.
Well, now I know when I watch ReZero who to watch out for. I'm like, not today.
I think it's ReZero. I'll double check.
But if I had to give a rating this, I'll give this a solid 8.
Okay.
A solid 8. I don't think it hits... Here's the thing. Maybe a 7. 7 or 8. And the reason why is because it's hitting, like, the tomboy mark,
mm-hmm.
but it's not hitting all my other marks, right?
Yes.
It's hitting the short hair, great. Tomboy, yeah. Chills with the guys, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have everything else. I'm like, yeah, flat is good. Flat is justice.
Yes.
But I've always been a big titty man myself.
That is fair.
But I'm not going to say no to some cute milkers.
That's fair. Here you go, by the way. This is what Felix looked like.
Fuck, it would have got me.
It got everyone.
It got everyone. It would have got me. I can't trust anime anymore, man. I can't trust it.
All right, so...
Because, like, There's no such thing as flat-chested anime girls. Name me, like, I'm not talking, like, tiny.
Yeah,
I'm talking flat-chested.
Okay, hold on.
Because every time there's been a flat-chested one in an anime, it has been a guy. And I'm sure there's one out there that I haven't seen, and I would love to know, just so I can go saying it at night.
Yes.
But as of right now, every time I look at it, I'm just like, nah.
Let's see. That's Lolly. No. That's Lolly. No. That's Lolly.
Lolly.
That's Lolly. That's not Lolly, but still illegal.
Still illegal.
Lolly.
No.
Lolly. Lolly.
She's pulled up a list.
Lolly.
To see.
Lolly. 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 Lolly.
Well, Lolly says Lolly over and over again. Thank you so much for listening to the Monster Mates podcast.
Lolly.
If you like content, Lolly. Be sure to leave a like and subscribe if you want to. No pressure.
Maybe Lolly.
Follow us on our socials.
Definitely Lolly.
Also, check out the artists whenever you want to.
Lolly.
I'm sure they did a great job. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
Debatable Lolly.